If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue in this last week of ordinary time, and we celebrate your love as we look at your gift of charisms. And we understand that gift as you give it to people per order of need, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Now, I'm sure some of you may be listening to what prayer I just did and say, well, what is he talking about, especially among the Catholics? Well, let me explain. In today's first reading, we're looking at Daniel, and he has the charism of interpreting dreams. And this was a charism given to him when he showed, well, given to him, and not so much when he showed his faithfulness to the Lord, because I want to be careful to help people understand that you don't get a charism as a reward for something you have done. But it's something that the Lord gave to him so that he could represent the Lord well in his service to the king. So we want to understand it that way. And so he had the charism of interpreting dreams. And that is the focus of today's first reading, which, of course, I encourage you to read, whichever daily missal you may possess. And if you don't possess one, you can find it at bible.usccb.org and look at today's date. Another thing to understand is the book of Daniel is not an eyewitness account of the actions of the prophet Daniel during the time of the Babylonian exile. It was actually written in the 2nd century BC. And it's actually done as a way to build the strength of the Christians living under the Maccabean, or actually living just prior to the Maccabean revolt. So they're living under King Artaxerxes IV, who is basically recreating what we see today. He's trying to create one big happy religion, and therefore he doesn't allow the Jews to practice their religion the way that they have done from their ancestors, because it can't be part of their one big happy religion. And we've talked about that, but let's go back to Daniel. So Daniel has the charism of interpreting dreams, and he is in the court of the son of King Nebuchadnezzar, who is King Belteshazzar. And so he has this, the king has this dream. He knows that Daniel has this charism. Now, what is a charism? Charism is a special, I guess I could use the word, I don't know if the church defines it this way. It's a supernatural charism that God gives to someone so that they can see, or they can act in ways that allows them to help the people around them. So, for example, there might be someone who has the charism of what's called prophecy. So, in other words, they have special insights, and these people really exist. They have special insights into what's going on in the world today, and they have an understanding of what could happen if things don't change, right? And it's a supernatural chasm. It's not because they studied really hard. It's not because they're experts in this. It's because it's a gift that has been given to them by God that helps them to understand. So, and there are all kinds of charisms out there. Well, one of the charisms that Daniel has is interpreting dreams. So the king calls him over and says, now I have this dream, and could you explain it to me? Now, one of the important things to keep in mind is Daniel makes it clear, I can explain the dream, but you may not like it. And realize, in the Middle East, back during this time, speaking to the king, giving him bad news, not a happy occurrence. Do we understand? Great example. Remember, don't ever give David bad news. If you ever read the story in Samuel, the Book of Kings, either book, and you see especially the story of David, and never bring David bad news. He actually defined, I don't know if he actually defined, but in his actions, he used to kill the messenger all the time, so you never wanted to give David bad news. So Daniel wants to explain this, and Daniel wants to say, okay, look, I will interpret this dream. I do have this charism. I can speak to you. I can tell you what the dream means. You may not like it. So accept that and don't kill me. And basically, that's as much. We'll be back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM, and you can hear us every Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. So come tune us in. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at stSt.AnthonyAlston.org. We're back, and we're talking about the importance of this reality of the charism that Daniel has, where he can interpret dreams. Now, why is all this important? Well, one of the things to look at, and of course we understand this within the context of when it was written, is you can see that the political and the spiritual do come together a lot of times. And one of the aspects of the political, especially in the case of Babylon, is they were an empire, and they were a powerful empire, and powerful empires consider themselves more powerful than God. That's the reality. And what is happening is that Daniel is explaining to Belshazzar that his kingdom, it's not going to last forever. And there are some real serious issues there and all this. And it's important to realize that the king always needs to be a person who understands his relationship to God. If he or the queen doesn't, then they're going to walk down political paths that will lead to destruction, because God is the ultimate leader, the ultimate source of wisdom for all. And so that's what's happening. Now, needless to say, King Belshazzar is seeking to do the will of his God, which we understand from the Babylonian exile. But we also know that his God is not a real God, because this is the important message that is of the Jews. There is a God, and there's only one God, and all these other gods do not exist. And occasionally things would pop up that would people would say there's only one God, and we've talked about before Socrates and King and the Pharaoh Akhenaten. But one of the things that we recognize is this reality that the spiritual and the political at times have to come together, and they have to come together well. Now, is there a time in our history where they came together? I can give you one classic example, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a man of great faith and a man of great prayer. I don't know if he, I don't know what church he belonged to. In case you didn't know that, his grandfather used to go to what is now called the Ship Church, which is located in Hingham, Massachusetts. Right. And his grandfather, Ebenezer, was a member of the ship church, which was built from the ship, hence the name that the Puritans came upon when they landed in Hingham. This was not the ones in Boston. And they built the church from it. And I think there's a new structure down there, but that's right there, right off of Hingham Center and Hingham Harbor. And you can find the ship church. Well, his grandfather attended there. And then of course, somehow he ended up in, I mean, I'm not saying somehow, it's not like some magic happened, but I don't have the history in front of me. He ended up in Illinois and we know the rest of the story, but he was a man of great faith. And he probably understood he needed his faith in order to be the president that he was during the Civil War. And we also understand that him being a man of great faith was important because he needed to draw upon the wisdom of God if he was going to save the Union. And so that all that stuff is important, but he understood the importance of being a man of faith. So now we come back to this reality. We see it within the context of King Belshazzar speaking to Daniel, and then we look at our own world and we see all these dictators and saying what they're going to do and everything else. But what is the greatest need of anyone who is a leader, including our own country? And that is to be a person of great faith who is humble before the Lord. And one who is not humble before the Lord says, well, I know my faith, therefore this is what we're going to know. Who is literally going to bring all their issues before the Lord and the issues of their country, issues of their people in prayer and ask the Lord for the wisdom to deal with these issues. That is essential in all forms of leadership. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.